Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to Daf Chaf Hei. The sugya Daf Chaf Hei Amin Aleph really begins with a Gemara before Daf Chaf Daled Amid Beis. The Gemara brings down Machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanon, which, as the Gemara explains, is also a Machlokes between Rav and Rebbe. Rebbe says, Hoyo u'mechur hadavar teitzei, which, as Rishonim explain, means to say that if either one has Edim that saw the Isha do a davar mechur, or as Rashi and the Rosh explain, that even if just the Baal himself saw the Isha do a davar mechur, the halacha is teitzei, even if the kol that was yeitzei is a kol de pasik. Even if the kol that was yotze, that the isha was mezana, was not a lasting kol, still the halacha is teitze. Rabbanon, on the other hand, argue on Rebbe. And as Rav says, Rabbanon understands that the only time we say the halacha is teitze is only if there are edim. The Gemara goes on to say that if one has a kol deloy pasik, if one has a lasting kol, then the halacha is teitze. On the other hand, if the kol is a kol de pasik, if the kol is a kol that is not a lasting kol, which as Rashi explains means to say that another kol afterwards was yeitze, that says that the first kol was not true, then the halacha is loy teitze. And we do not pass in like Rebbe that says that even by a kol de pasik the halacha is teitze. In the Rishonim, we find the following machlokes. That the Rav says, Hoyo u'machur hadavar teitze. Who is Rav referring to? Is Rav referring to the person who the davar mechur was done with? Or is Rav even referring to the Baal? The Rif, the Rambam, and so too on Season Tesis understands that Rav is only referring to the Nitzan. Rav is not referring to the Baal. As far as the Baal is concerned, Rebbe understands the halacha is loy teitze. That, the Rebbe says, the halacha of teitze is only as far as the nitan is concerned, as far as the one who the dvorim mechuarim were done with, as far as that person, we say that even b'dieved, the halacha is teitze. Not only is she not allowed to get married to the nitan, but even b'dieved, the halacha is teitze. The Sheolta is in Parashas Pinchas, which is brought down in the Rishonim, and so too the Ramban understands, according to Rashi, argue and explain that Rav says Teitze is not only referring to the Nitzan. Even as far as the Baal is concerned, the Halacha is Teitze. Now, as far as the Shita of the Sheolta is, that understands that we say Teitze even as far as the Baal is concerned, we find Machlokes HaRishonim LaHalacha, when do we say Teitze Me'abal? What do we need in order to Mechayev the Baal to Megarish his Isha? The Maharam, as is brought down in the Rosh, understands the Sheltes as follows. That either one is enough. Either Edim that saw the Isha do a Davar Mechur, that alone is enough to say Teitze even from her Baal. And so too, if the Baal himself saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechuarim, as long as there is a kol d'loy pasik, as long as there is a lasting kol, the halach is teitze even from her Baal. The Maram goes on to say that the Rav says teitze be'edim, which is a shita of Rabbanon that argue on Rebbe. The edim that Rav is referring to is not edei tumah, is not edim that actually saw the Isha being mezana, but rather the edim that Rav is referring to is edim that saw the Isha do dvarim mechuarim. The fact that the edim saw the Isha do dvarim mechuarim is enough for us to say teitze even from her Baal. That is a shita of the Maram according to the Sheltes. The Rosh, on the other hand, argues on the Maram and understands the Sheltes as follows, that the Sheltes understands that the halacha is teitze both from her Baal and from the Nitzan is only if two conditions were fulfilled. First of all, that Edom saw the Isha do Dvar Mechwarim. And second of all, one needs a kol the way Pasek, one needs a lasting kol. Only if both conditions are fulfilled do we say Teitze from the Bow and from the Nitzan. That is the Shita of the Rosh according to the Sheoltes. The Shita of Rashi, as the Ramban explains, is as follows. That we say Teitze from her Bow is only, as the Rosh says, if one has both conditions. First of all, that Edom saw the Isha do Dvar Mechwarim, and second of all, that the Kol is a Kol the way Pasek. But that is only as far as being Meitzi the Isha from her Baal is concerned. As far as being Meitzi the Isha from the Nitzan. As far as being Meitzi the Isha from the person who the Dvarim Mechwarim were done with. Even if there are no Edom that actually saw Dvarim Mechwarim. As long as there is a Kol the way Pasek, that is enough for us to say Teitze from the Nitzan. And so too is the Shitza of the Ramah in Eben Ezer, Simen, Yud Aleph, Seif Aleph. The Ramban explains that we say Teitze from the Nitzan, even if there are no Edom that actually saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechwarim, is because the fact itself that she is getting married to the Nitzan, that itself is considered as if one has Edom that saw her do Dvarim Mechwarim. Because the fact that the Nitzan is marrying her, that itself is mechazik the kol, and is considered as if we have Edom that actually saw her do Dvar Mechwarim. For that reason we say, Teitze from the Nitzan, even though we do not actually have Edom that saw her do Dvar Mechwarim. That is how the Ramban explains the Shitza of Rashi. So again, we have a tremendous machoikes harishenim. If that we say Teitze, is that only referring to the Nitzan, or is it even referring to the Baal? As one sees in the Rishonim, this machlokes, if we say Teitze is referring to the Baal or not, is really two separate machlokesim. First of all, there is a machlokes HaRishonim. If we can say Teitze from the Nitzan without saying Teitze from the Baal. The Rambam, the Rif, and Tesis understands that even though we are not Meitzi the Isha from her Baal, still we can say Teitze from the Nitzan. The Sheoltes, on the other hand, argues and understands that we cannot say Teitze from the Nitzan unless the Halacha is Teitze from the Baal as well. And for that reason, the Sheoltes was Muchrach to learn that we say the Halacha of Teitze has to be referring to the Baal. Because it is not possible that the halacha of Teitze is only from the Nitzan, unless Teitze includes the Baal as well. That is one machlokes between the Rishonim. Another machlokes HaRishonim is if the suffix that we have based on the Edom that saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechwarim, and the suffix based on the Kol Dvei Pasek, is that enough to be Meitzi in Isha Mibailo or not? The Sheoltes understands that suffix is enough to be Meitzi in Isha Mibaila. On the other hand, the Rambam, the Rif, and Tosfos understands that the suffix that is based on Edom that saw her do Dvar Mechwarim, or the suffix that is based on a Kol Dvei Pasek, is not enough to be Meitzi Isha Mibaila. To be Meitzi in Isha Mibaila, one needs clear proof that the Isha was Mizane. Now, before we start talking about the first machlokes, if one can have a halacha of Teitze from the Nitzan without a halacha of Teitze from her Baal, I would like to be makdim with the following halacha. We know that an Isha that is Mezaneh is Asura on the Baal is based on that the Gemara and Saita learns out. The Pasuk says, V'nitzma V'nitzma. From that the Pasuk says v'nitzma v'nitzma two times, the Gemara learns out echad l'baal v'echad l'boil. That an Isha that is mezana is aser on her Baal, and so too she is aser on the one that she was mezana with. Now what is halacha if someone was mezana with an Isha ba'ines? If someone was ma'anes an Isha? As far as her Baal is concerned, she is mutaris habayla. An Eishes Yisrael that was Nansa is Mutaris Habayla. Now what is the halacha as far as her Baal is concerned? Do we say that even though she is muteres habayla, she is still aser on her bayl, on the one that was ma'anis her, or not? Or do we say that since she is muteres habayla, she is muteres to the one that was mezana with her as well? This is a machoikes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara in Suvis Avtes Amabei says the following halacha, that an isha that was nensa, just like she is muteres labayla, so too she is muteres to the one that was ma'anis her. The Yerushalmi on the other hand in Saita Perakei argues, and the Yerushalmi understands, that even if the isha was nensa and she is muteres to her baal, she is still asura on the baal. Tesis later on that from Hayim and Aleph, and so too we find in the Rishonim and Ksuvis, explain that our Gemara understands, that an isha that was nensa, just like she is muteres to her baal, so too she is muteres to the one that was ma'anis her, is because we say that an isha only becomes asura on her baal, only if she is ne'esra on her baal as well. She cannot become asura on her baal without becoming asur to her baal. Now, one has to know, if let's say someone was mezana with an isha, and the husband of the isha does not know that his wife was mezana, and for that reason, he is still muteres be'ishtai. As long as he does not know that his wife was mezana, he is muteres be'ishtai. What is the halacha as far as the baal is concerned? Do we say that since she is still muteres labayla, since her baal does not know, therefore she is not asura on the baal? Or do we say no, that since she really should be asura on the baal, just the baal happens to not know, therefore we say that even though, as long as her baal does not know, he is muteres pe'ishtai, still as far as the baal is concerned, she will still be asura on the baal? This shaila is a tremendous machlekes ha'achreinim. The Rashash in Ksuvis and Avtes understands that as long as the baal does not know that halacha is that she is muteres labayla, since she is muteres labayla, so too she is muteres to the baal. Just like we find by Anusa, just like we find that if one was ma'anis and isha, since she is muteres to the baal, so too she is muteres to the baal, so too, as long as the baal does not know, she is muteres to the baal, since there is no iser on the baal. And so too we find in the Maritats in Simen Kof Lamed, and in Shaul Tshuvas or Sameach Simen Aleph, that as long as the baal does not know that she is muteres to the baal, so too she is muteres to the baal. On the other hand, the Bekveger proves from the Tshuvas HaRosh that even as long as the baal does not know, still she is asura on the baal. Only by anusa do we say that there is no iser on the baal, since a bias oines is not considered a bia that has the ability to aser the isha al baila. On the other hand, if one was mezana with the isha with a bia that has the ability to aser the isha al baila, just it happens to be that as long as the baal does not know he is muteres be'ishtai, such a bia asers her on her bayo. So again, we have a tremendous machlekes. If that an isha is aser on her bayo, do we need that there should be an actual iser on her bow? Or even if there is no actual iser on the bow, we still say that she is asura on the bayo? That is l'chayra, the basis of the machlekes, the she'iltas, and other rishonim in our sugya. The she'iltas understands that in order for us to say teitzei from the nitzan, is only if we will say teitzei from the baal as well. Because only if she is actually considered aser on the baal, only if she is actually aser on the baal, do we say echad lebaal ve'echad lebayal, and she is asura on the baal, and the halacha is teitzei from the baal. Without the halacha of teitzei from the baal, we will not say echad baal ve'echad baal, since the iser of the baal is dependent upon the iser of the baal. And it is not enough that klapei shemaya galia, she could be asura on the baal. Just like we find in the Rashash and Maritats, that understand that as long as a Baal does not know that his wife was Mezana, just like she is Muteres the Baal, so too she is Muteres the Baal. And for that reason, the Shultes proves that if the Halacha is Teitze from the Nitzan, the Halacha has to be Teitze from the Baal. Because the whole Isra on the Baal is dependent upon the Isra of the Baal. The Rif, the Rambam and Tosfos that understand that the Halacha is Teitze from the Baal, even though as far as the Baal is concerned we say the Halacha is Loi Teitze, is because the Rishonim understands that in order for us to say Teitze from the Nitzan, one does not need an actual Teitze from the Baal. As long as in reality there is a suffix that maybe this Isha was Mezana, that itself is enough for us to say that she is Asura on the Baal. Because again, one does not need an actual Isra on the Baal in order for us to say that she is Asura on the Baal. That is the basis of the first Machlokes HaRishonim, if we can have Teitze from the Nitzan without having Teitze from the Baal. Now to take this a step further, we find, as we said before, the Maram understands that according to the Shiltais, if the Baal himself saw his Isha doing Dvarim Mechuarim, and one has a cold way posik, the Halacha is Teitze from the Baal and from the Nitzan. The obvious kasha is, I understand that the Halacha is Teitze Mea Baal, because the Baal is the one who actually saw her doing Dvarim Mechuarim. And for that reason, the Halacha is Teitze from her Baal. But as far as the Nitzan is concerned, the Baal has no Ne'amonis whatsoever. The Baal is only Ne'amon as far as he himself is concerned. As far as the Nitin is concerned, there is no Ne'amonis of the Baal whatsoever. So why is the Halacha Teitze from the Nitzan, based on the fact that the Baal is the one that saw Dvar Mechuarim, as long as we do not have Edim that saw Dvar Mechuarim, the Halacha should be Teitze Mea Baal, and she should not be Teitze from the Nitzan. As far as the Nitin is concerned, we have no raya that any Dvarim Mechuarim were done. So again, based on that we said before, one can explain the Halacha of the Shiltais according to the Maram as follows. That not only is the Isser on the Baal dependent upon the actual Isser of the Baal, but the Isser of the Baal is an offshoot of the Isser of the Baal. It is not a separate Isser. That we look as if there are two separate Isurim, an Isser on the Baal and an Isser on the Baal. But rather, the Isser on the Baal is an extension of the Isser HaBaal. And as long as there is an Isser HaBaal, automatically there's an Isser on the Baal. Since the Isser on the Baal is an extension from the Isser on the Baal. And for that reason we say that as long as the Baal is believed as far as the Baal himself is concerned, that he saw Dvarim Mechuarim, for that reason the Halacha is Teitze even from the Nitzan, because again, the Nitzan's Isser, the Isser on the Baal, is an extension from the Isser on the Baal. And as long as the Baal has an Isser, automatically there is an Isser on the Baal. Now let's go on to the other machlokes between the Shiltas and the other Rishonim. If Edim that saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechuarim and a Kol Adoi Pasek is enough for us to say Teitze even from her Baal. Tosfos and the other Rishonim explain that the reason why Edim that saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechuarim and a Kol Adoi Pasek is not enough to Yumaiti Isha Mibaila is based on that the Gemara says in Ksuvos and Avtes that the only way an Isha becomes Asura Abayla is only Al Iske Kinoi Ustira Bovad, and only an Isha that went through the process of Kinoi Ustira, only then does an Isha become Asura. Just as Rashba explains in Ksuvos Avtes that the only time an Isha becomes Asura Abayla Misafik is only if the Safik came about through Kinoi Ustira. Only such a Safik do we say that the Isha is Asura al-Baila. By any other Safik, the Isha is not Asura al-Baila. And so too we find in Tshuvas Chsam Sefer Ben Ezer Simen Kuf Amad Aleph that the Chsam Sefer says that if one has a Safik, if an Isha was Mezana, even if as far as Kol HaTerakua we say Sveika Dariyaisa Al-Chuma Min HaTerah, still, an Isha does not become Asura al-Baila only if one has the raglayim adavar of kina yastira. Reb Shimon and Shari Yashar explains that based on that we find in the Gemara and Kiddushin, that the Gemara and Kiddushin learns out, Gzeir Shava Dover Dover. The Pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dover. And the Pasuk says, as far as Isser Zaina, Kimatza Ba Ervas Dover, we learn out Gzeir Shava Dover Dover, that an Isha only becomes Asura Al Baila with Eidim, which as Reb Shimon explains, is Gzeiras HaKosov, that the Sufik Znos is different than all other Sfeikas. And just like we find that the Torah was Matir, Sufik Isser Orla, that Sufik Isser Orla is Mutter B'chutzlaretz, and so too Sufik Mamzer is Mutter, so too the Torah was Matir Sufik Znos. And as Reb Shimon explains, the Heter is based on the fact that the only time the Isha is Asura is only if one has an actual Yediya. The Isra is dependent upon the Baal's knowledge that his wife was Mizana. As long as the Baal does not have that knowledge that his wife was Mizana, there is no Isra whatsoever. And for that reason, the Rambam, the Rif, and Tesis understand that even if one has Edim that actually saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechuarim, and one has a Kolad Loi Pasek that is considered a Safek, and for that reason we are Maitzi from the Nitzon, still as far as the Baal is concerned, she will be Muteres Labaila based on the Gzeira Shava of Dover Dover. That as long as the Baal does not have an actual Yediyah, she is Muteres Labaila. But that is only as far as the Baal is concerned, who has the Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover. On the other hand, as far as a Nitin is concerned, it remains a Safek, and for that reason she is Asura Leboyel, and the Halach is we are mighty from the Nitzan with such a Safek. And so too we find in Tesis Chan Mikamoi, that the difference between the Baal and the Nitzan is based on the Drosh of Dover Dover. And since as far as the Baal we have the Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover, for that reason we are not mighty from the Baal. On the other hand, as far as the Nitin is concerned, that there is no Gzeir Shava of Dover Dover, she is Asura al Habayo Misafik, and for that reason we are mighty from the Nitzan. That the Sholtas understands, that we are mighty the Isha Mibayla, either with just Edim that saw Dvar Mechuarim according to the Maram's Pshat in the Sholtas, or according to the Rosh, if we have both Edim that saw the Isha do Dvarim Mechuarim and the Kol Dvoi Pasek, is because the Shiltas understands that Edim that saw the Isha doing Dvarim Mechuarim and Kol Dvoi Pasek is not a regular Safik, but rather it is considered as if we have Edim on the actual Tumah, as if we have Edim that saw that the Isha was actually Mizana. And for that reason, the Shiltas understands that we are Mighty Isha Mibayla. That according to the Shiltas, we see that Edim that saw the Isha doing Dvar Mechuarim and a Kolad Loi Pasek is considered as if we have an actual Edim on Znus. The Avnei Miluim in Siman Yud Aleph Siv Katan Vav and the Chazon Ish in Evan Ezer Likutim Siman Aleph Siv Katan Gimel explains that it is only Midrabanan. Midrabanan we consider as if we have Edim on the actual Znus. But Minatzeira, even according to the Shiltas, it is just a regular Safik. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Mishnah says, if let's say one aid comes and says mace, that a certain person was mace, or her active, I killed a specific person, Harganu, or we killed a specific person, Loi Yisa Sishta, he is not allowed to marry that person's wife. The Gemara is Medayik, Mashma, that only he cannot marry that person's wife. Hala'acher tinasi, she is allowed to get married to someone else based on the Eidos of the Eid. The Gemara asks, from that we find that Rabbi Yosef said the following Chiddush. If let's say someone says, Ploini Ravani La'inzi, Hu va'acher mitzdarif in Ohargai. He and another Eid came mitzdarif La'harig the Ploini Harivea. That is only if he says Ploini Ravani La'inzi. Let's say he says Ploini Ravani La'inzi, then he cannot be mitzdarif with someone else to kill the Revea. As Rabbi Yosef explains, Ratzini Roshahu, Since he says Ortsaini, he is a Rasha. That Torah Amra al Tarshes Yad Chaim Rasha. A Rasha is Pasol Eidos. The Gemara goes on to say that Eidos Isha is different. Eidos to Yimater and Isha Ashok is different. As far as Eidos Isha is concerned, since Ritzeach is kosher le Eidos Isha, for that reason we do not say Vatoya Omra Toshes Yodchaim Rasha. And for that reason, even though we said are active, and he's being Mesim Atzmei Rasha, he's making himself into a Rasha, still the halacha is that the Isha is allowed to get married to someone else. The Achronim asked the following kash on our Gemara. Even if we are to say that Eidos Isha is shiny, and as far as Eidos Isha is concerned, Ritzeach is kosher with Eidos Isha, for that reason we don't say Vatira Omra Toshes Yad Chaim Rasha, still, as we see in the Gemara in Ksuvis, the Gemara in Ksuvis Tafid Ches says the following halacha, that there is a din of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. A person cannot make himself into a Rasha. And since a person cannot make himself into a Rasha, for that reason, if he says something that will make himself into a Rasha, he is not Naman. And therefore, even if we are to say that a Ritzeach is kosher le'idos Isha, how can he say that he is a Ritzeach? By saying he is a Ritzeach, he is making himself into a Rasha. And therefore, he should not be Naman to say Haraktiv, since Haraktiv is being Mesim Atzmai Rasha. That is the kasha that Achreinim ask on our Gemara. To answer the Achreinim's kasha, we find a few mehalchim. The Tumim in the beginning of Simen Lamed Ches, and so too in Amudi Ar and Simen Pei Zayin of Katan Yud Gimel, and so too is Meduyik and Rashi on our base, understands that Rabbi Yosef argues on that we say Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. Rabbi Yosef understands that a person could be Mesim Atzmei Rasha. A person has the nemonos to be Mesim Atzmei Rasha. And for that reason, if Ritzeach is kosher le'idos Isha, he is nemon to say Araktiv, even though he's being Mesim Atzmei Rasha, since Rabbi Yosef understands that a person has the nemonos to be Mesim Atzmei Rasha to make himself into a Rasha. That is one mahalach to answer the Achreinim's kasha. But if one looks at Tosfos, but the Ramas Chalema, one sees that Tosfos understands that even according to Rabbi Yosef also agrees that we say, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. The Noda Behuda Madurakama Evanezer Simenayin Beis answers Achreinim's kasha as follows, that even the Rabbi Yosef also agrees that there is a rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha, still, over here, when one says Haraktiv, we will say that he is Naman to Mesim Atzmei Rasha. Based on that we find in Rashi and Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Yud, that there is a rule called Migu de Mehemen Ahai Mehemen Ahai. If he is believed on part of his Eidos, then we believe him on his entire Eidos. And for that reason we will say that since we believe the Eid as far as Misas Habal is concerned, therefore we believe the Eid on his entire Eidos. And even on the part of his Eidos that he says he is a Rasha, he is also believed. And even though, generally speaking, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha, and a person is not believed to make himself into a Rasha, but over here, since he is Neman on part of his Eidos, he will be Neman on his entire Eidos, even on the part that in which he makes himself into a Rasha. For that reason, if Ritzeach is kosher le'idos Isha, he will be Neman on his entire Eidos, even on the part that he is saying that he is a Ritzeach. That is how the Neda Behuda explains Rabbi Yosef, and so to his Mashma and the Marasha by us. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ares explains Rabbi Yosef as follows. Rabbi Chanan explains that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha of Palginan Dibura, which means to say that we actually split up his Dibur, and we only hear part of his Dibur, and not the other part of his Dibur. And that is the Chiddush of Rava on Amud Beis, that we are Palginan Diburi, and we split up his Dibur. Rabbi Yosef, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi Yosef understands, that we do not say Palginan Dibura, we do not go and actually split up his dibur. And for that reason, Rabbi Yosef understands that if someone says Pliny Ravani or Ratzini, we do not split up his dibur and only hear the Pliny Ravani and take out Ratzini, but rather we hear his entire Eidos, and therefore we say Vatira Amra Toshes Yad Chaim Rasha Liyay Seid Chamas. But then there is another halacha. The other halacha is called Palgina Ne'monas. That even if we cannot split up his actual dibur, and we have to accept and hear his entire dibur, but we can be Palgina Ne'monas and believe him as far as some things are concerned, and not as far as other things are concerned. With this, Rav Chanan goes on to explain that he finds in the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says the following halacha, that if one was mekane his isha from being misyached with a specific person, and she was nistero with that specific person. Now the halacha is after kinu yistira, Eid Echad is neman to say that the isha was mezane. Now what is the halacha if the person that she was nistero with, he himself came and said Eidos that she was mezane with him? The Rashba says that he himself is Ne'mon as in Eid Echad to say that she was Mezana. Based on that we say Palginon, and we look as if he was made that she was Mezana without us being done, that he's made that he was the one who was Mezana with her, which again is considered a Rishos, and we'll have a problem of Eino de Mesem Atzmei Rasha. The Mishnah Malach asks that if we only accept the part of his Eidos that she was Mezana, without the part of the Eidos that he was the one who was Mezana with her, how is Eid Echad Ne'mon? Eid Echad after Kinu Yustira is only Ne'mon to say Eidos that she was Mezana to the person who the Kinu was said for. And she was Mezana with the person that she was Nistra with. But to say Eidos that she was Mezana with someone else, for that you need to aid him. Eid Echad is not Ne'mon even after Kinu Yustira. So if we do not accept that part of the Eidos that he was the one that was Mezana with her, how is he Ne'mon as an Eid Echad? You should need to aid him. Rabbi Chanan brings down from Reb Chaim the following teretz. That Reb Chaim says the Rashba does not mean Palginon Dibura, and we look as if we did not hear that he was the one that was Mezana with her. The Rashba means Palginon Ne'monas, that we hear whatever the Eid said. We hear that he was the one that was Mezana with her, but only as far as the Isha is concerned, not as far as making himself into a Rasha. As far as making himself into a Rasha, we do not believe him at all. Therefore, there is no problem of Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha. But since as far as the Isha is concerned, we believe him completely, even as far as that he was the one, was Mezana with her, for that reason, he will be Ne'mon as an Eid Echad after Kinu Yustira. Based on these two halachas, Palgina and Dibura, and Palgina Ne'monas, Rabbi Chanan goes on to say that even though we find that Rabbi Yosef argues on Palgina and Dibura, still Rabbi Yosef agrees to Palgina Ne'monas. And even though we do not say Palgina and Dibura, still we can say Palgina Ne'monas. And for that reason, there is no problem of Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha when he says Haragtiv. Because again, we believe him completely as far as Haragtiv, as far as being Matir the Isha Ashok. But as far as making himself into a Rasha, we do not believe him at all. And for that reason, there is no problem of Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha. That is how Rabbi Chanan answers the Achronim's Kasha. Rabbi Chanan's Teret is based on that Rabbi Chanan understands that we say Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha is only as far as that a person cannot make himself into a Rasha Apostle Eidos. The person is not Ne'mon to make himself into a Rasha Apostle Eidos. But if one is to understand Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha, as Reb Kveiger in Ksuvas Tafid Ches proves from Rashi, and as the Shmaitza in Shmaitza Zayin Parakei proves from the Rashba, that we say Ein Adam Mesem Atzmei Rasha means to say that a person is not believed that he did a Maisa Rishos, a person is not believed to say that he did an act of Rishos, even if he will not actually become Pasal Eidos, still he is not Ne'mon. One still has to understand, even if we will say Palgina Ne'monas, still he is saying that he did a Maisa Rishos. And even if we do not believe him as far as making himself into a Rasha, he should not be believed to say that he did a Maisa Rishas of Haraktiv. And that itself should be a reason that he is not Neman to say Haraktiv. So to answer the Kasha, we find that Rabbi Achber and Berkashmoni Vamesim and Yud and Rabbi Zalman and Evan Ozal Perakei Mechiv Almazik Vachazayin bring down from Rabbi Shua Leib the following teret. They explain that even Rabbi Yosef agrees to Palgina and Dibura. Rabbi Yosef also agrees to Rava that there is a side of Palgina and Dibura. That Rabbi Yosef understands that if an aide says Poini Ravani or Etzini, he is not Neman, and we do not say Palgina and Dibura, is because since as long as we do not say Palgina and Dibura, there is no Eidos here whatsoever, since a Rasha is Pasol Eidos, and he is saying he is a Rasha who is Pasol Eidos, by that he said or Etzini, for that reason we do not say Palgina and Dibura to create an Eidos. Rav understands that we will even say Palgina and Dibura to create an Eidos. Even though before Palgina and Dibura there is no Eidos here whatsoever, we will say Palgina and Dibura to create an Eidos, to enable the Eidos to be an Eidos. Rabbi Yosef, on the other hand, understands as long as there is no Eidos, we do not say Palgina and Dibura to create an Eidos. But that is only if Palgina and Dibura is necessary to actually create the Eidos, to take away the Psol Rasha that is in the Eidos. But as far as Haraktiv is concerned, if a Ritzeach is kosher le'edos isha, one has an actual edos. Just there happens to be a problem of Ein, Adam, Mesim, Atzmei Rasha. But the edos one has. Since the edos one has, just there happens to be a problem of the Ein, Adam, Mesim, Atzmei Rasha, that he is not Neman to say that he did a Maisa Rishos. As far as that, Rabbi Yosef understands that we will say Palgina and Dibura, and cut out that part of his Eidos, and only hear the fact that the Isha's Baal was Mace. That is the Teret of Rabbi Shua Leib. Now let's go on a little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Rava argues in Rabbi Yosef, and Rava understands that we say Palgina and Dibura, and for that reason a person is Neman to say Pliny, Ravani, or Etzini. Rava explains that the reason why a person is Neman to say Pliny, Ravani, or Etzini is based on that we say Adam Karei Veitel Atzmei Ve'ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. The obvious kasha on the Gemara is, if one is to understand, that Rabbi Yosef also agrees that there is a rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha, and the whole machloikes between Rava and Rabbi Yosef is if we say Palgina Dibura or not, why does Rava explain that a person is Neman to say Pliny Ravani or Tzaini because of Adam Karei Veitel Atzmei? That is not the point in which Rava is arguing on Rabbi Yosef. So, to explain Rava, one can explain Rava as follows. That Rava is coming to say that we say Palgina and Dibura is based on that Adam is Karev Eitel Atzmai. Even Rabbi Yosef also agrees that Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, but that Rabbi Yosef understands that there is a rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha is only that a person is not Neman to make himself into a Rasha Apostle Eidos. But as far as saying that he did a Maisa Rishos, a person is Neman to say he did a Maisa Rishos. And for that reason, when he comes into Beis Din and says Poini, Ravani, or Etzini, as far as the Maisa Rishos that he is saying he did, Beis Din here is an Eidos about a Maisa Rishos. Just there is a halacha that a person is not Neman to Mesim Atzmei Rasha. A person is not Neman to make himself into a Rasha Apostle Eidos. For that reason, we will say Eidos Shabatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. Since that part of the Eidos is not accepted, so too the whole entire Eidos is Batla. Rav, on the other hand, comes and says that not only is a person not Neman to make himself into a Rasha Apostle Eidos, he is not even Neman to say that he did a Maisa Rishos. Since a person is Karev Eitel Atzmai, for that reason, he is not Neman to talk about himself at all. And he is not Neman to say that he did a Maisa Rishos. And since he is not Neman to say he did a Maisa Rishos, for that reason, we can say Palgina and Dibura and not hear that part at all. We will not say Eidos Shabbat Miktsasa Batla Kula, since that part was never considered an Eidos to begin with, because a person is not Neman even to say that he did a Maisa Rishos, according to Rava, that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai. And for that reason, Rava says Adam Karvei to Atzmai, because only based on Adam Karvei to Atzmai do we say Palginan Dibura, and we do not say Eda Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kua. That is one way with which one can explain why Rava found it necessary to say Adam Karvei to Atzmai. In other pshat, in that the Rava found it necessary to explain Adam Karvei to Atzmai, we find Parab Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sefer Shari Chaim in Ksuvah Simen Nundawed, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says as follows. Based on that we explained before B'Shem the Neid B'Yehuda, that the Rabbi Yosef understands, the person is not neman to say Pleini Ravani or Tzaini. Since by saying Pleini Ravani or Tzaini, he is a Rasha, and the Rasha is Pasal Eidos, is because we believe him on that the Revia was done with Tzaini. And even though Rabbi Yosef agrees that there is a halacha of Ein Adam Meisem Atzmei Rasha, but still, there is a halacha of Migu, that since he's believed on part of his Eidos, Rabbi Yosef understands that he's believed on his entire Eidos. And since he's believed on his entire Eidos, he's believed on the part of his Eidos in which he said he was a Rasha. And therefore, he is a Rasha that is Pasul Eidos, as the Pasuk says, Atashes Yadcha Im Rasha. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that we say Migu, and we trust him on his entire Eidos, is only because Reb Yosef understands that we say Ein Adam Meisem Atzmei Rasha, is because we consider him as a Baal Dover. To say that he himself is a Rasha, he is not Neman because he is considered a Baal Dover, he is talking about himself, and he is considered a Baal Dover as far as his status of Rasha. And therefore, as the Rosh explains in the end of the first parak in Makas B'Shem of the Ravid, that if someone is a Baal Dover, he is Pasul Eidos, is not a regular Psul. But rather, a Baal Dover is not considered an Eid at all. A regular Karev that says Eidos is Pasul Eidos. But he is considered an Eid that is Pasul Eidos. A Baal Dover, on the other hand, is not considered an aid whatsoever. And for that reason, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, we say Migu, that since on part of his Eidos he is considered an aid, we see him as an aid on his entire Eidos. And since the only reason why a Baal Dover is not Neman is because he is not considered an aid, since based on Migu he is considered an aid, therefore, he is believed on his entire Eidos, even to say that he is a Rasha. And for that reason, since he is Neman to say he is a Rasha, therefore, he has the psul of a Rasha, that a Rasha is Pasul Eidos. For that reason, Rava came in to say that not only is a Baal Dover Pasul, because he is not considered an Eid, but we see a person, a Tzal Atzmei, as a Karev, he is considered his own Karev. And therefore, even if we will say Migu, and we will consider him an aid, still, he will not be Neman to say that he is a Rasha, since he is Karev Eitzel Atzmei and he is Pasul Eidos. Migu only takes care of the problem of that he is not considered an aid. But if there is another psul, besides for the fact that he is not considered an aid, it will not help the fact that he is considered an aid on part of his Eidos, to believe him on his entire Eidos. And since we do not believe him on the part of his Eidos, in which he said he was a Rasha, for that reason he is Neman to say Pleini or Avani or Tzaini, and there is no problem of Atashes Yadcha Im Rasha. Rashi asks the following kasha. How can we say Ein Adam Meisem Atzmei Rasha? There is a rule of a Das Baal Din Kameya Eidim Dami. Rashi answers, Hani Mili L'mamayna. Only as far as Mammon do we say, Haidas Baldin Kameya Eidim Dami. The obvious kasha in Rashi is, how did Rashi answer his kasha? Rashi had a kasha. How can we say that there is a rule of Ein Adam Eisim Atzmei Rasha? We find that there is a halacha of Haidas Baldin Kameya Eidim Dami. How did Rashi answer his kasha by saying that din of Haidas Baldin Kameya Eidim was only said as far as Mammon is concerned? Still, there is a halacha of Ein Adam Meisem Atzmei Rasha. Second of all, how can Rashi go and say that we say Ein Adam Meisem Atzmei Rasha is referring to Knas, For that reason, we do not say Haidas Baldin Kamei Edom Dami as far as Knas is concerned. As far as Knas, we find a Pasek. There is a Pasek that says that Moide Beknas Potter, and a person cannot be Mechayev himself Beknas, as the Pasek says, Asher Yashion Elohim Prat Umashias Atzmai. And from there, we were now that Lacha Moide Beknas Potter. From Rashi, it seems that Moide Beknas Potter is based on the Lacha of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. To explain Rashi, L'chaya, one has to say as follows. Rashi answers his kasha by saying that Haidas Baal Din is only referring to Mammon. Rashi means to say that we say Haidas Baal Din, as far as Mammon is concerned, does not mean that he is Neman on the actual Maisa Rishus. He is not Neman as far as the Maisa Rishus is concerned. That we say Haidas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami means that he is Neman as far as the Chi of Mammon is concerned. As far as the Chi of Mammon is concerned, he is Naaman that there is a Chi of Mammon. There is no Naamanus whatsoever as far as the Maisa Rishus, which brought about the Chi of Mammon. Only as far as the Chi of Mammon itself do we say that he is Naaman. And for that reason, there is no problem of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. That the Rashi understands, that as far as Knas there is a problem of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha, is because as far as Knas is concerned, the only way that one can be Chayev a Knas is only if he will be Neman on the Maisa Rishos itself. Based on the drasha of Asher Hashion Elohim, from Asher Hashion Elohim we learn out, in order for one to be Chayev a Knas, one needs Asher Hashion. One needs to be considered a Rasha. One needs to actually have done a Maisa Rishos. And therefore, as long as we say Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha, we cannot have Asher Hashion Elohim, because he will not be Neman as far as the Mais Arishas is concerned. And for that reason, from Asher Hashion Elohim, that we learn out that one needs to be Neman on the actual Mais Arishas, for that reason, Meide Beknas Potter, because Ein Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. This you said, that in order to be Chayiv Knas, one needs to have an actual Maisa Rishos. Find the Rechaim Shmulevitz in Shari Chaim Simen Mamalef explains that we find the sheets of the Taz. The Ktzei Sachoshin Simen Lametz of Katan Dala brings down the following Chiddush of the Taz. That even though as far as Mammon is concerned, Eidos Miuchedes helps. For example, if one has two different Eidim on two different Chiyuvei Mammon, let's say one Eitzuah, one Halva of 100 Talers, and then another Eitzuah, a different Halva of 100 Talers, one can put both Eidim together to Mechayev the Loiva 100 Talers, even though the two Eidim did not see the same Halva. But that is only as far as Mammon is concerned. As far as Knas is concerned, for example, if let's say one Eitzuah, Reuven Shar being Negeach, Shimon Shar on Monday, and then another Eitzuah, Reuven Shar being Negeach Shimon Shar on Tuesday, we cannot put both Edom together to Mechayev him Chatzi Nezek. As far as Knas is concerned, both Edom have to see the same exact Maisa. And one cannot put both Edom together to Mechayev Knas. Chaim Shmulevitz explains that the reason is based on that we said before, that in order to Mechayev Knas, one needs to have an actual Maisa Rishos. And therefore, since each aid did not see the same Maisa Rishos, we cannot have Asher Hashion Elohim, only as far as Mammon is concerned, that each aid is being made on the Chi of Mammon, can we put together both Eidim to Mechayev Mammon. Because again, by Mammon, all you need is Eidos on the actual Chi of. We do not need Eidos on the Maisa that brought about the Chi of. On the other hand, by Knas, that one needs a Maisa Rishos, we need Eidos on the actual Maisa Rishos. For that reason, the Taz understands that Eidos Miuchedes will not help for Knas. Now getting back to the first pshat that we said, B'Shem, the Tumim, and the Amudei Or, to explain the sheets of Rabbi Yosef understands Adam Mesim Atzmei Rasha. Based on the Halacha of Haidas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami, it comes out that there is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rava how to understand that we say Haidas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami. Do we say Haidas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami that he is Neman on the actual Maisa that brought about the Chi of Mammon? That is a Shita of Rabbi Yosef. And therefore Rabbi Yosef proves from Haidas Baal Din Kamei Edom Dami that we say Adam Mesim Atmi Rasha. On the other hand, Rava argues, as Rashi explains and understands, that Idas Baladin Kmeidim Dami is only as far as the Guf Achiv is concerned, not as far as the Maisa that brought about the Chiv Mamin. And for that reason, Rava holds Ein Adam Mesim Atmi Rasha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.